Welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of May 14th, 2012. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and soon to be celebrating a birthday, Melissa Hansen.
Oh, no, we don't need to tell everyone. But you can tell them it's going to be my birthday.
Yes, I didn't say any more than that. I didn't say any more than that.
We're going to go with 29. That's what we're going with.
29 forever.
Yes. That's my plan.
So, you were on the road again. What has your entertainment week been looking like?
Well, I had finished up Mad Men through season 4.
Okay.
Not the current season.
Gotcha.
That's on, just the stuff I got on Netflix. And I know I've been talking about it for a few weeks, so I'll make it kind of short. But I had said, yeah, it's good. You know, the first couple seasons, they're good, they're good. And then I talked about the third season, my favorite episode with the lawnmower incident. Mm. And you know what? Every episode got better from there.
Wow.
The fourth season, excellent. Huh. I loved it. A lot of the stuff with Elizabeth Moss and John Hamm, like their interactions and how they kind of grew her character a little.
Yeah.
Really interesting stuff. Really funny. I don't know, you know, if they just found their groove or what really happened with season 4. But for me, it was excellent. Yeah, like I said, they just found more humor and stuff. And then it would go to something really touching or more dramatic. You know, they didn't completely change the show, but they just found something extra in it, that fourth season.
So can you start with season 4 and skip the first 3?
I don't think you'll like it as much.
Okay.
Because it's kind of the growth in the characters.
Gotcha.
That makes it so great. And again, the first couple seasons are good. Yeah. They're still worth watching. I wouldn't skip it. And it's 13 episode seasons.
Yeah.
So it's not super long either.
Yeah.
Time commitment. But no, you got to start from the beginning.
Okay.
Absolutely. I don't think you'd enjoy it as much if you hadn't, yeah, see the progression of the characters, you know, and just have that backstory and have the build up to it. Because you won't get, like, why it's a big deal, some of the things Peggy's doing and saying, if you don't know what happened before.
Okay.
So, but no, I'm okay on it. And now I'm, like, totally recommend it.
Yeah.
All the stuff you've heard is true, you know, just eventually.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you also made it to the movies, yes?
Did make it to the movies. I haven't been in a while, but I saw The Avengers.
You and 50 bazillion other people.
Absolutely. And again, I believe the hype.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge comic fan, not a huge superhero fan. I have seen, like, the Iron Man movies.
You saw Thor.
I did see Thor. I did not see Captain America.
Yeah.
But so I'm kind of like middle of the road with my knowledge of it and, you know, my love for these characters.
Yeah.
And I thought it was great. It was great. There was tons in it for people that love the characters. But there wasn't so much that if you haven't seen, you know, all the previous Marvel stuff, you'll still get this.
All right.
You don't need to have seen the rest. They give you just enough information to kind of get who's who, and you may not get every little detail. But you'll understand it and enjoy it. And it's just a great action movie.
Yeah.
A great action movie full of interesting characters.
And do you feel Joss Whedon has a stamp on it? Or is it basically a Marvel movie directed by Joss Whedon?
It's a Marvel movie directed
okay.
by Joss Whedon. Knowing it was done by Joss and having seen, you know, Buffy and Angel, there are certain moments that, you know, kind of remind you
okay.
of his past. You're like, oh, yeah, that's kind of...
Yeah.
But just him all over it.
All right. Because he is no stranger to the Marvel Universe in that he wrote an X-Men book for
right.
more than a year. So.
Yeah. But the thing is, too, I think it would have been hard for him just to make a Joss Whedon movie.
Yes.
Because other directors and writers have built these characters. And I'm not even talking about the comic books. I'm just talking about the movies.
Yeah.
You know, John Favreau and Robert Downey Jr. created this character together.
Of Tony Stark, yeah.
Tony Stark, Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know, kind of made this version. And Joss couldn't come in and change that.
Right.
It's set. We know what Robert Downey Jr. playing Iron Man is.
Although there is one character in that the Hulk is Joss's because he hasn't been done in this particular form before. There's been two other directors who have done him, but not as part of this universe.
Right. Right, and I have not seen the Banna and Norton movies, you
right.
know, with them playing the Hulk. Mark Ruffalo plays Bruce Banner, the Hulk, in
yeah.
this one. And I thought he was spot on. I really love what he did with it, what he and Joss, like you were saying, kind of.
Yeah.
Created that. I really loved Ruffalo's banner.
Nice.
That it was, yeah, I think it was spot on. You know, kind of his own thing, but a really understandable, relatable version of it.
Yeah. And we only got a hint of Hawkeye in Thor, but he gets to be a fully fleshed out character here, yes.
Yeah, that was my disappointment.
Really?
And I can't say too much because okay. It's plot point stuff. That was my disappointment. I was really looking forward to seeing Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye. And for me, he wasn't in it enough. There wasn't enough about his character. There wasn't, what do I want to say? Shoot, sorry.
That's right.
Yeah, there just wasn't enough of him. Either the character or Renner, for my taste, because I really don't mind watching him on screen.
Well, that's too bad, because actually, out of all the Avengers characters, he has long been one of my favorites. In fact, back in the 80s, they had spun off his character, and he created a West Coast Avengers.
Okay.
He fronted that, and he was a lot of fun, so I was kind of looking forward to.
No, okay. This is going to be your disappointment, okay. I guarantee you. I mean, still... You know, it's a great character, and he does a great job in it, and it's, you know, it doesn't ruin the movie in any way or form. But that, I bet you will walk out with that same disappointment.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, maybe the next movie.
Yeah,
which they've already greenlit, of course.
Yeah, so, and I will say really quick, stay through the end of the credits.
Okay, there is a tag at the end, as all Marvel movies seem to have.
Yes, but I guess this is a new one that they actually went back just a few weeks ago. He called them all back to come
shut up.
I think they had something else already done, but Josh changed his mind and thought this would be better. Ooh. So he called them all back, and really pay attention to Chris Evans, because I guess he's shooting something else now.
Okay.
So, and they couldn't change his look enough, so he's kind of covered up a little. And okay. Stay for it and, like, take a look at Chris Evans in
it. Okay, interesting. So, well, I haven't made it to the movies, but I've been playing catch-up while I'm working around here, so I got caught up on both Smash and Community.
Mm-hmm.
And Smash, you know, for as soap opera-y as it has become, you know, where everybody's sleeping with everybody else and backstabbing and all that kind of stuff, I really love it, and I think they're doing an excellent job with it.
Yeah.
My only concern is, how are they going to get a second season out of this thing? Because it would seem to build to a natural... finish.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to see what happens. It's not on the schedule for the fall.
Oh, it's not?
No, and this will be next week. I'm sure we will talk a lot about next season on TV because all the networks are starting to release their schedules.
Yes.
So this will be a big chunk of our podcast next week.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll talk about what's going to be happening in the fall.
So I love that, and Community, they've already said NBC, I guess, is going to a new 13-episode comedy commitment.
Yes. So for pretty much all of the, you know, big, like, Thursday comedies.
Right, yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be a change next season.
Yeah, but maybe this will allow them to tighten things up a bit, because this season, I mean, despite the hiatus, has had some highs and some lows. They did a spoof on Law & Order.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was genius.
Absolutely. Oh, I keep thinking, like, they can't get smarter.
Yeah.
Or that they're just going to run out of things to kind of spoof.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, they don't. No, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
Because I keep waiting for them to, you know, run out. And that, no, they keep bringing it.
Yeah. So we'll talk about more on TV in your segment, but let's get to what's been going on in the box office, and no surprise what's up on top again this week.
Right. Of course, the Avengers, but with $103 million.
So it did have a 50% drop, but...
but from, like, Insanity.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you know, we've had top movies, you know, for the past few months, and, you know, 20-some million.
Yeah.
And then, you know, big stuff, 40-some million. So, yeah, it's still at over $100 million.
Yeah, and it's just crossed the $1 billion mark worldwide. So,
oh, yeah.
Huge.
Wow.
But there was another movie that opened this week. Did it make any money? Dark Shadows.
It came in second with almost $29 million.
All right.
Which is good. I mean, it sounds crappy compared to $100, but, like, that's pretty good.
Especially
pretty, standard for kind of top movies now.
Yeah, and when the critics kind of universally panned it.
Yeah, but rounding out the top five, we have Think Like a Man at just over $6 million. which is still surprising, too. It's made over $80 million.
Wow.
Which, yes.
Look out, Tyler Perry. You've got some competition.
Absolutely. And Steve Harvey has a new talk show starting this fall.
Oh.
He does. Actually, my friend Stacey, hey, Stace, is going to be working on it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, since filming in Chicago.
All right.
So anyhow, so he'll be turning his attention to that. So we'll see what happens, okay, you know, movie-wise with him. But then we had Hunger Games
yep.
and fourth, almost $400 million total gross for that.
Oh.
But just over $4 million this week.
All right.
And then, the lucky one at just over $4 million too.
Okay. Well, coming up next week, we have another couple big ticket films as we get into the summer season. The Dictator, which is Sacha Baron Cohen's latest. And from everything that I've heard, it may be his best.
Yeah.
Just crazy insanity. The man is a nut. I mean, he really is a... There's like Andy Kaufman, I think there's very few people in the world who do what they do and do it well.
Right, and just 100%
yeah.
commitment.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to make, like, a funny character.
Right.
And go with it, but, like, wink and nod
yeah.
while you're doing it. But just to commit 100%,
jeez.
Man, that takes something special.
Yeah, because you look at Ali G, you look at Borat... And now you look at The Dictator, and he loses himself in these characters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You don't know who the real Sasha is.
No, no.
The other big one is Battleship, which I don't know how they got Liam Neeson to front this Transformers knockoff.
Yeah, and Rihanna.
Right.
Rihanna's big breakout acting role.
Yeah, whatever. But it's based on a board game. I mean...
a board game that's like E6.
Right.
Like, that's the board game. It's not like there's actually characters or something
right.
in this board game.
Right, not like Clue
like
with Professor
with.
Plum and, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. There's no characters. It's little plastic ships. Yeah.
Whatever. People are going to go see it, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. It's going to be, well, I don't know if it'll beat Avengers, but it'll probably be number two.
Yeah. In terms of counter-programming, you know,
yeah.
we have Think Like a Man from Steve Harvey. Now we've got a romantic comedy based off a pregnancy, a nonfiction pregnancy guide.
Right,
yeah. What to expect while you're expecting.
Exactly. It's like one of the number one pregnancy baby books out there.
Right.
And it just goes like week by week what to expect. And, yeah, they've turned it into this really high-profile movie with Cameron Diaz, Jennifer Lopez, Elizabeth Banks,
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah. Yes,
Chris
Matthew
Rock.
Morrison's actually in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So is it going to be like Love Actually and just a bunch of vignettes that are tied together?
I don't know. I don't know if it's separate vignette.
Okay.
I think so. They're interconnected. It's like friends that
okay.
are like having babies and
all right.
Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of couples having babies.
All right.
Yeah, and you get, you know, like Elizabeth Banks screaming for an epidural.
Well, if you don't want to deal with pregnancy, there's another romantic comedy out this week called Hysteria, which is about the invention of the vibrator.
Yes.
Starring Hugh Dancy and Maggie Gyllenhaal and Jonathan Pryce and Ashley Jensen.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah. Documentary, Morgan Spurlock is back with another documentary. This one is called Mansome. It's about the manscaping craze.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, he always picks the most fascinating, offbeat topics to kind of cover.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting thing to actually sit and look at. And then he has all kinds of celebrities in it.
Oh.
Talking about it. Very interesting, like Jason Bateman, Judd Apatow, Will Arnett, Adam Carolla, Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, jeez.
Like, yeah, he kind of brought it with this, too. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, actors that have to... you know, depend on their looks to a degree, maybe not so much as actresses, but, you know, so it'll be interesting to see their take on it all.
Well, David Boreanaz was the one who said that he couldn't wait for hiatus because when he was doing Angel, he had to be waxed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Paul Rubens, too, for Pee Wee Herman.
You
yep. don't think about these things, but that's what they have to go through to play some
yeah.
of those characters.
Yeah.
One other art house movie of note called Virginia. It's actually Dustin Lance Black is directing his own script.
Oh, good for him.
Dustin, who did Milk and wrote J. Edgar. It's about a father and son, both of whom are sleeping with the same emotionally, mentally disturbed woman.
Okay.
But it's an interesting cast. So it's Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, nice.
And Ed Harris, who was always weird.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Emma Roberts, Amy Madigan.
Oh, of course, because Ed Harris is in it,
right.
So therefore.
Yeah. And Lucas Grabeel from the High School Musical movies.
Oh, yeah. Good. That'll be interesting to see him doing something else.
Yeah,
he's really talented.
He is.
Very cool.
So if you're not going to the box office, we can take a look and see what's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray this week. If we go to DVDverdict.com and click on the Upcoming Releases tab and the Cover Art Gallery for May 15th.
Yes, and one of the bigger movies, I mean, maybe it wasn't a huge splash, but at least critically, Albert Nobbs.
Yeah, Glenn Close.
Is out on DVD and Blu-ray.
Let's see, what else have we got here? Chronicle, which was another small, interesting movie about kids. You know, you liked Misfits.
Yes,
very much. About kids who gain superpowers and shot in an interesting way, such that not so much found footage way, but kind of documentary way, that makes you believe that they actually have these powers, and power kind of corrupts. We were talking about Liam Neeson a minute ago, his movie The Gray, where he takes on a bunch of wolves, Man versus Nature, is coming out this week.
Yeah, and then for Kevin Smith fans, or maybe not Kevin Smith fans who want to get a taste of his work, there's a triple feature with Chasing Amy, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and Clerks.
What a weird...
Yeah, but why they put, like, Chasing Amy and Clerks go together, like, why they said Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. One,
oh,
but,
because Holden is in it for briefly, remember?
Yeah, but still. Anyhow.
If, unlike Dave Johnson, you don't hate Katherine Heigl, she plays a bounty hunter in One for the Money, so there's that.
Yeah.
And Woody Harrelson plays an L.A. cop in a very intense film called Rampart that got some award season nomination or consideration this past fall.
Another interesting thing, DVD and Blu-ray, Being John Malkovich.
Great
but
movie.
It's Criterion Collection. Yeah, so fan of that, I'm sure you're going to want to check that out and see what Criterion's done with it.
Yeah. All right. Well, as always, DVD Verdict benefits from you guys spending some time on these pages, and I am continually, our scripts had broken, so I'm continually going and filling those things up with new titles that are coming out, so you get the latest and greatest of what's on the way. But let's head over to streaming media and see what's coming to Netflix this week, the biggest of which is Ryan Gosling in Drive.
Yes.
Which we both loved.
Yeah, we talked about a lot. It was out in theaters. Excellent movie, not for everyone.
No, and a very different movie. Oh. It's not. So there's. It's more flash than substance in some ways.
Yeah, it's...
I should say style than substance.
Yeah, it's very stylistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you watch it, you can't blame me if you don't like it, because I'm definitely... I mean, it's definitely interesting, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Maybe isn't quite the right word, but very glad I watched it, and very impressed by everyone's work in it.
Very much so. A holdover from last week's 80s Palooza, Karate Kid Part 2.
Oh, okay.
So, which isn't the best of the series, but...
it's not the worst either.
No, it's not. No. We get into the Hilary Swank. Then
yeah, exactly.
Again, not so great, but if you're a fan of George Romero and his zombie movies, his latest Land of the Dead is showing up on Netflix this week. And then some TV stuff. Tom Selleck's Jesse Stone movies.
Oh, my mom will be very, very happy.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them showing up, and they've done extremely well for CBS. And then two other series of note, Craig T. Nelson's Coach, the complete series, which was like 8-9 seasons.
Yeah, it was quite a few. It was on for a while.
Yeah. And Dawson's Creek, the complete series.
Okay.
So you got James Vanderbeek back on TV, and...
right, so you can go watch his humble beginnings.
Right, exactly. Over on Hulu, some interesting stuff, but nothing really that's going to blow you away. Guy Ritchie's Revolver with Jason Statham and Ray Liotta. We've got Highlander 2 with Christopher Lambert and Sean Connery, which was an absolutely terrible movie, but some people like it just because it is so terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla 2000, which is the Japanese relaunch of their classic monster franchise, and I have not seen this, okay, but there are people who said that Toho has done an excellent job at bringing it back. And then some classic TV, Mr. Ed, Lassie, Green Acres, The Lone Ranger, and 13 episodes of the original 1970s Electric Company.
Oh, nice.
Easy Reader, baby.
That's what I was going to ask. Is Easy Reader on them?
Yep, exactly.
Spider-Man ones?
Yep. Over at Amazon Instant, you get all the latest DVD and Blu-ray releases as they pop. But you also get some interesting theatrical pre-releases like Bellamy, which stars Robert Pattinson, Uma Thurman, and Christina Ricci. It's about an ambitious journalist who kind of manipulates powerful women with sex and his charm.
Wow, he's perfect casting that.
Yeah, and that's on Amazon Instant now, and you get to see that before it gets to the theaters.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus, mm-hmm, and Henry Cavill, who's playing the new Superman.
Oh, okay.
Richard Harris, who played both King Arthur and Professor Dumbledore, star in the 90s version of The Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know, I think seeing those other characters together in one movie would probably be more interesting, but here's the next best thing. And then a great little documentary, which I did not know about. It's called With Great Power, The Stan Lee Story.
Very cool.
Which we have both had the chance to meet Stan, and I've had on multiple.
Yeah, that was one of the best experiences of my life, being like 3 feet away from Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a guy who lives life to the fullest.
Absolutely. And it's just enjoying the ride.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But also just realizing what he has.
Yeah.
And is thankful for it and appreciative of it.
Yeah.
And he's just so nice and personable and just...
Yeah, so humble.
Just a kind person.
Yeah. All right, I've said enough. I'm turning it over to you because there's a bunch of TV stuff I know going on this week.
Yeah. So basically what I got this week is season finales.
Oof.
So I'm going to quick run down some of the bigger ones.
Yeah.
Monday, Fox, Bones. They're kind of short in season. Due to Emily's real-life pregnancy and Bones' screen pregnancy. But that's wrapping up Monday on the CW Gossip Girl and on CBS Hawaii 5-0.
Okay, which I kind of lost track of this season, but I'll have to catch up.
Yeah, so that's Monday. And then NBC has a whole night of season finales, How I Met Your Mother, and we got a baby and a wedding and who knows, and it's an hour-long special episode.
All right.
Two and a Half Men, which actually just got renewed.
Yes.
But it's finishing up this season with High School Graduation. Smash. Mm. Their big premiere on Broadway. So, Monday night, whole bunch of stuff finishing up. Okay. Tuesday, NCW 90210. And then CBS, NCIS, and NCIS LA are finishing up their seasons. And the LA one has a two-hour special episode. Wednesday, still on CBS, Criminal Minds, which also has a two-hour special episode.
Jeez.
And ABC Private Practice. Thursday, Grey's Anatomy has their big dramatic, like they always do, season finale. And then on CBS, Mentalist and Person of Interest are ending this season. On Friday, NBC, Grimm, season finale.
I've gotten behind on that one, too.
Yeah, and so we get some more... him figuring stuff out and more information. He finds
Captain
past aunts and all that. And then on CW, Nikita and Supernatural.
Okay.
Finishing up their seasons again on Friday.
Wow.
So, and like I said, next week we'll definitely talk about, because all the networks will have season for next year out. So we'll discuss that.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, this week in music, man, we got some big ones coming. Adam Lambert's new CD, Trespassing, is out this week, along with new from Santana called Shapeshifter. And Willie Nelson has a new album called Heroes.
Nice.
And he's got some guest stars on that. Glee fans, you can get ahead of the curve here. Glee the Music, Season 3, the Graduation album.
Wow.
So it's all the stuff that's going to be in the Graduation episode. So you can check out the songs before you can see the episode on TV.
Okay.
Tenacious D has a new album out.
Yeah.
Rise of the Phoenix. Now, of course, Rise is spelled R-I-Z-E, and Phoenix is spelled F-E-N-I-X. So make sure, you know, when you're checking it out on Amazon or whatever, that, yeah, spell it right. Alan Menken's music for Newsies, the Broadway show, they have a new cast recording of that coming out this week. And then there's a 4-CD set called Occupy This Album. Ooh. And it's 99 artists, 99 tracks for the 99%.
Interesting.
So the proceeds do go to the Occupy movement.
Okay.
But it's got a whole bunch of lesser known bands and artists on it. But it does have Jackson Browne, Patti Smith, Ani DiFranco, Yoko Ono, Third Eye Blind, and Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
Oh.
And known for his activism, too.
Yeah.
But that's out if you, you know, are interested in that music or want to support the cause. You can pick that up. Books this week. John Grisham has a new one. And he's kind of going back to his roots, kind of a, you know, thriller book. Theodore Boone, The Accused is the name. And John Sanford has a thriller, too, called Stolen Prey. It's out. Biggest Loser fans, Bob Harper, one of the trainers on there, has a book, The Skinny Rules, The Simple Non-Negotiable Principles for Getting to Thin. Hmm. And what's with these long titles, man?
Yeah, right.
We need that. And then, you know, people who are into really literary achievement want to check out Gorilla Beach. It's the new novel by Snooki.
Oh, my God.
And I'm positive she wrote every single word herself. So that's out. Nice big hardcover. So you can do that for maybe your summer beach reading. Think about the beach in New Jersey. So some big theater news, Broadway news. There's a couple new shows that they're working on. They haven't started. They don't have for sure dates yet. But it was announced that Zooey Deschanel will be playing Loretta Lynn on Broadway.
And wow.
Version of Coal Miner's Daughter.
Oh my God. Well, it's she's got the voice for it.
Yeah, she does. And I think the looks too. I think it's really good casting. So like I said, there's no set date yet. This is going to be a while. It's still in complete pre-production, still, you know, writing script stuff. So that'll be a while. Yeah. But in January, Nora Ephron's latest stage project is coming to Broadway. It's about the life of Pulitzer Prize-winning Post columnist Mike McAlry.
Okay.
But the big thing on this is it's starring Tom Hanks.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be his first. He's done some theater stuff, but it's going to be his first Broadway show.
Huh.
So not till January. We have a little while, but, you know, Hanks fans will definitely want to keep their eye out for that.
Yeah.
And head to New York to check him out on stage.
Okay.
So what else is happening out there in the...
You ready for some news? Oh. It's a downer week. All the news that I have here, I just realized, is all very negative.
Great.
Well, let's start off with deaths. Legendary R&B bass player and founding member of the Blues Brothers Rhythm and Blues Review, Mr. Donald Duck Dunn, passed away in Tokyo, actually, over the weekend. Mm. At the age of 70, they were on a... He and his buddy Steve Cropper were on a big... Mm-hmm. tour, and it's sad because I'm working on a Grateful Dead massive set. I'm writing a review for DVD Verdict, and the Blues Brothers show up at one point and do two numbers, and
that is cool.
Duck is in there, so that's interesting.
Aww, that's sad news.
Yeah. Lifelong Mayberry resident George Goober Lindsay passed away at the age of 83. This character not only survived both incarnations of the Andy Griffith Show, but then he went on and did 22 years on Hee Haw playing the same character.
Right, right. Which was kind of a secondary, you know, kind of character just brought in.
Yeah, he was Gomer's cousin.
Yeah.
And when Gomer when Jim Neighbors left to get his own show, they brought in Goober.
Yeah, yeah. How amazing to just take that one little character and make a career, pretty much.
Exactly. John Travolta is up to his groin in hot water.
Yes.
As three, possibly four men have now come forward.
We're up to four now.
Okay. Allegations of illicit sexual misconduct. And, you know, for anybody in the Los Angeles area who's lived there for any amount of time, this is no surprise.
No.
You know, John has had a long storied history of having very unconventional relationships, and he's married and he has children, and whatever works for them is great, but they've played it very much under the radar.
Right.
You know, everybody knows about it, but nobody really talks about it, and now it's really going to start getting ugly.
So, yeah.
And it's just unfortunate, but the media loves a scandal. So.
Right. Well, it's also unfortunate he's being inappropriate.
Yes.
To other people.
Yes. Oh, no, I completely agree. I'm not trying to excuse or condone his behavior.
No.
It's just, you know, how the media zeroes in on certain things, and that's all we're going to hear about for a while.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. And now it's, you know, there's going to be lots of accusations once it starts. I'm sure some of them true. I'm sure some of them not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's opportunists out there who are going to.
Exactly. Wanting their name in the paper next.
Yeah. And maybe we get a little bit positive note out of a tragedy, but Jennifer Hudson's former brother-in-law, William Belfour, is going to prison for the murder of Jennifer's mother, brother, and nephew several years back. So there's a little bit of justice there, even though it does not bring her loved ones back. Maybe they can put this behind them and move on.
Appreciate she was on the stand during the trial and had to relive everything. Her whole family did. So yeah, hopefully they can find something, you know, to hang on to out of this.
Yeah. And we'll talk about TV next week because there's a lot of stuff that's been canceled. There's a lot of new stuff that's been picked up, and we'll talk about schedules and everything then. So.
Yeah, do a big rundown once we have all the information on every.
Right, we're only halfway through right now. So.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so what have you got for the kicker this week?
Kardashian news. Again, it's Humphries news, actually.
Oh, boy.
But Chris Humphries, Kim's ex, soon to be actual ex-husband someday, I guess. Not soon to be. Who knows how long this divorce is going to go on. But he's trying to change his image a little. I had told you how he was working with a sick young woman.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of doing, I don't know if it was through actually Make-A-Wish, but it was that idea kind of thing, having her at the games and doing things. He actually just did a clip for Funny or Die.
Oh, no kidding.
So you can go easily check that out, funnyordie.com. It's entitled, Chris Humphries is a Douchebag. So he's kind of, you know.
Oh, good for him. You can make fun of yourself. You
making fun of himself.
Yeah.
It's really not very good.
Oh, all right.
Horrible acting in it. But he goes to like media consultants to get done over, and they're like, no, the money isn't being hated. Look at Dennis Rodman.
Oh, jeez.
So they want to turn him in. The whole thing is he's really a nice guy, but now they want to make him a douchebag. So they work on that, and there's a little bit of a Kanye rip in there, too.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like 2 minutes long. Go watch it, but.
Well, for as much as I love Funny or Die, nothing's going to top Will Ferrell and Pearl the Landlord. So.
Oh, never.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to top that ever in humor in the world.
Right. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. A little bit of an extended show again this week, but we'll be back next week with more news from the TV world, especially. So until then, Melissa Hansen, take it away.
So goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.